The Beach Cafe. Written by Lucy Diamond. Read by Jane Collingwood. Family legend has it that on the day I was born, when my elder sisters, Ruth and Louise, came tiptoeing in hand in hand to see me for the very first time, my mum said to them, "This is your new baby sister. What do you think we should call her?" Ruth, the oldest twin, thought hard, with all the wisdom she'd gained in her mighty 3 years of life.
"We should call her Baby Jesus," she pronounced eventually, no doubt with a lisping piety. Ruth had taken the goody-two-shoes role to heart from an early age. Either that or she was angling for extra Christmas presents. Mum must have replied, probably in the same I-don't-think-so way she did throughout my childhood, like the time I told her I had definitely seen the Tooth Fairy with my very own eyes, and no, it absolutely wasn't me who had wolfed half the chocolate biscuits, it was the others. "Louise, how about you?" Mum asked next. "What should we call your new sister?" Obviously, I was only hours old at the time, so I don't remember anything about this touching bedside scene. But I like to imagine that Louise made the little frowny face she still does, where her eyebrows slide together and the top of her nose wrinkles. According to Mum, she said with the utmost solemnity, "I think we should call her Little Black Sheep."
Little Black Sheep indeed. I'm not sure whether this was a Bar-Bar Black Sheep reference or something to do with the fact that I had remarkably springy black hair from the word go. Whatever the reason, you've got to love my sister's astonishing foresight, because guess what? That was pretty much how I had ended up at the ripe old age of 32, with not a mortgage, full-time job, husband or infant to show for myself. The quintessential black sheep of the family. Spot on, Louise. Uncanny prescience. I was the freak, the failure, the one they muttered about in patronising tones, trying not to sound too gleeful as my shortcomings were discussed. Oh dear, what are we going to do with Evie? I'm worried about her, you know. She's not getting any younger, is she? Hey-ho, I wasn't too bothered by what they thought. It was better to be an individual, surely, someone who had dreams and did things differently, rather than be an anonymous, ordinary, well, sheep, obediently following the rest of the flock without a single bleat of dissent, wasn't it? We have photos from that day, of course, grainy, brown-tinged photos with the rounded-off corners that seemed to be all the rage back then. There I was, cuddled in Mum's arms, wearing a teeny pink baby grow, with Ruth and Louise leaning over me, both in matching burgundy-cord dungarees. This was the 70s, remember? Their eyes wide with what I like to think of as wonder and awe. No doubt Ruth was already plotting her pocket money scam, though, which went on for several years.